I like feeling like an outsider. The moment you feel like you're an insider and you know everybody, that's when you stop really asking the tough questions.
Listen.
From New York, up in Harlem, Don Lemon, good morning.
It is a great morning. You know why?
Why?
Because I made it through. It's almost Friday. Made it through the snow.
I made it. I survived.
I made it through
anyway,
the snow.
And it's almost
I know.
Jay. It's almost, and the snow has almost melted. Okay, y'all remember on Tuesday we discussed the Democrats and
Bernie Sanders, right?
Now it's time to talk about the Republicans. And when you talk about the Republicans, you can only talk about one person. But as, well, a couple people, as Sarah Palin would say, you betcha, there's a lot of drama involved. Just some background here. I'm sure you guys will agree. For almost two decades now, Fox News has been the dominating force when it comes to conservatives. Do you agree with that?
Yes.
Yes.
The network shapes the narrative. It decides which conservatives get a national voice. It weeds out and in some cases may even determine which candidates get elected. It's very powerful, that network. But that was before Fox News met its match. And guess who that is? Donald J. Trump. Play it.
Wow.
I didn't like the fact that they sent out press releases talking about Putin and playing games. I don't know what games Roger Ailes is playing, but what's wrong over there? Something's wrong. But when they sent out that press release talking about, I said, what are these people playing games?
And then he said, bye-bye. He said that. That
bye-bye,
was a quote I said.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Trump has been fuming since August after Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly questioned him about his comments and treatment of women. According to the network, Trump and his advisors have been lobbying them to drop Kelly as a moderator of any more Republican presidential debates. Fox said nope and instead released a snarky and sarcastic statement that clearly got under Donald Trump's skin. Gabe Sherman of New York Magazine says Fox News' chickens have now come home to roost.
I think it's important to point out that Fox News is used to controlling the Republican Party. And for 50 years, conservatives have cried media bias. And what Donald Trump has basically done is used their playbook, called bias, and said, I don't think your questions are fair. And the audience believes him. So this is basically the conservative message coming home to roost. He's using their own playbook against them. This is a playbook that Roger Ailes has employed in his 40-year career in politics.
So here's a newsflash. There is no playbook when it comes to Donald Trump. He not only scares Fox News, but he scares the entire Republican establishment. They don't like him, but there's nothing that they can do about it. They clearly created a monster that even they may not be able to slay. Here's why. On the very network that he is warring with, he sat down and did an interview criticizing them on their own air.
I was not treated well by Fox. They came out with this ridiculous PR statement. It was like drawn up by a child, and it was a taunt. And I said, you know, how much of this do you take? I have zero respect for Megyn Kelly. I don't think she's very good at what she does. I think she's highly overrated. And frankly, she's a moderator. I thought her question last time was ridiculous.
I love it.
That was on Bill O'Reilly's show last night. Now, wait a minute. You go get on there and say, no, I'm not going to come on your network, but I am going to come on your network and trash your network. Bill O'Reilly tried his darndest to get Trump to reconsider, to no avail, though. He's still invited, but he has planned a fundraiser for veterans at the same time and in the same town. This is a war of Republican titans. Who wins will be decided in ratings and votes. There you go. Who's going
to
watch?
I don't know who to side with because I'm not a fan of Megyn Kelly's at all. I think she's biased against us, and I'm not a fan of Donald Trump. So I don't know if I want to watch the debates and give them ratings so he won't get more arrogant, knowing that he can control the narrative, or if I want to support Trump. I don't know what to do.
Well,
I'm going to flummox over here.
Think about it. You're flummox. Okay, so listen. Think about it in purely journalistic terms. Now, do you think her question was unfair to Donald Trump?
No.
Okay.
No, not at all.
So then,
not at all.
Yeah. Now, do you think their statement was snarky, talking about the we've heard through the Ayatollah and back channels?
They shouldn't have done that.
No.
That was good. That was good.
You think it was too much?
What, their statement?
No, Jay.
What? No, I think they shouldn't have done that to Trump. I think it was too much. No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, because they hurt his feelings.
They hurt his feelings, but here's what I'm saying, Sybil. It's a news network that's going after a guy that's running for president, a news network that has insulted people time and time and time and time again. Not just people, the president. They've never once apologized for some of the names or some of the commentators that have come on that network and insulted the president of the United States.
They suspended Stacey Dash. And,
the black one. Yep. And now they're getting one of their reporters are getting insulted, and they don't like it. So they created this monster. They created it themselves. And Trump is not playing their game. Mm-hmm. And he does have power, and they don't like it.
Yeah.
But now, it makes the monster more arrogant.
What was surprising to me, you guys know David Gergen, right?
Mm-hmm.
David Gergen.
Who's David Gergen?
David Gergen is a commentator. He's on CNN. He's a CNN commentator, but he's worked for many White Houses.
Including the Clinton White House.
Including the Clinton White House. And he said, why should Donald Trump walk into a setup? And I was surprised to hear him say that because, you know, most people are saying he doesn't get to decide who's up on that stage. But he's saying if you're running for president and he's run, you know, a number of different campaigns, why should you walk into a setup if you believe someone is biased? Now, that's I'm just saying the other
Well,
side.
That's what I want to see from my president.
I don't think you get to decide who
that you can handle. You can handle that kind of pressure. If you can walk into it because you already know what they're going to do, I want to see if you can handle it. You're saying you're going to be able to lead this country. Then go ahead and get
lead.
in the boiler, whine and cry.
Yeah,
stop whining and throwing a tantrum.
If you're a leader,
then you're gonna throw a tantrum every time somebody you think somebody hurts your feelings and pull out. Stop it.
Uh huh.
You're not a 2-year-old. You're running for the commander in chief. Get out of here with all of that crying and whining.
Like Fox, but he ain't coming over.
Sherry, you should really show how you really feel and get some passion.
I'm with you, Sherry. You're running for president of the United States, not president of the 8th grade class.
Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, you tweet that make it hurt your feelings. Come on.
You're giving them too much by saying 8th grade. Yeah.
Civil.
Well, I know what I'm going to be watching tonight.
Good times.
Huggy Necks. And then the Silk Mix. 25 past the hour.